Good evening, fellow weirdos. I know it's been a while, but just thought I should get on here without Geek around. There have been some extenuating circumstances for the both of us, so that's why there's only ever been one episode release. What with trying to move, then not moving, then Geek moving out and going back to our hometown. And Geek also leaving her microphone here. Yes, and I hope she's listening to this once it goes out, that you left your microphone here. And that's why we haven't recorded anything. Anyway, Geek knows that I love her very much. But I just wanted to get on here to say that we will be recording again. I say this as if like there's millions of people watching, or even two or three. I do know that our families listen. We will be recording again. Just lately, some extenuating circumstances have come up. What with my career and Geek moving out, everything has really just taken a big turn. Family issues, stuff like that. But we will be putting stuff out. If you heard that click, it was my nail against my microphone. Sorry. A few of these things are probably going to be edited out. Probably not, just because it's going to be a short message to everyone. That we are coming back. We will have more stuff to talk about. Definitely some new anime that's come out. Can't wait to talk about that with Geek. Can't wait to talk about some video games that have come out. There's this new video game out called Date Everything, and I just got it on Steam not that long ago. My laptop does not support it, so I will have to figure out a way to get it. Probably log in on a PC somewhere and play Date Everything. Honestly, might play it in the Liberty Center by by my work. Anyway, in the meantime, I want you guys, if anybody out in the interwebs is listening, to just let us know what you guys want to hear. If there's anything anime-wise, video game-wise, manga, comic book, anything, music, movies. A few things that I've seen lately, well, not seen just yet. The new Apothecary Diaries. I'm not fully caught up on that at the moment of this recording, which is July 1st of the year 2025. I know, it's been a year, over a year, since the first episode aired. So we really haven't done anything. And unfortunately, a lot of my video recordings have been deleted because my MacBook decided to be stupid. I had my brother come out. My cousins have come out since then. I've gone home to go see family. Watched all my friends leave work before I can leave that place. My dog is doing great. She is sleeping right next to me. I know you guys may not know that I have a dog, but I do. But back on the Apothecary Diaries kick. Yeah, I want to watch that. I've bought new manga. I bought this manga called Devil's Line. I did start the anime on Hulu. That's where it's streaming at the moment. I can't find it on Crunchyroll. Maybe I'm just an idiot. but I can't find it on Crunchyroll. I also started this new game. It's a mobile game. And maybe a few people out there like it, and it probably will become regular on our segments once we get back to recording. It is a lovely game called Love in Deep Space. I am absolutely obsessed with that game. Absolutely obsessed. Geek has had the pleasure and displeasure of getting edits and videos and the lore of all things Love in Deep Space, and I can tell you for sure, because she's not here to defend herself, and I will always call her out. I know this sounds like really bad, but I absolutely love Geek. Me and Geek have been friends for 23 years, almost 23 years, So this is not me bad-mouthing her whatsoever. This is just me being a friend and calling her out. If anybody out there knows what Love in Deep Space is, you all know the characters. She absolutely loves Zane from Love in Deep Space. Really compliments her personality. I am a Silas main in Love in Deep Space. Got the keychains to prove it, the memorabilia to prove it, and the fan page to prove it, honestly. And no, nobody's allowed to know my fan page. So that's why I really just wanted to get on here, just to let everybody know that we didn't abandon the pod. We didn't abandon it whatsoever. We are still running around trying to get it together, but there's not much we can do when Geek does not have her microphone, you know? She probably has one back at home, but we just are too busy in our schedules. We have pets to take care of. We have family to see. We got jobs that we have to do. So this hobby has just been on hold for a while, but I can assure you that we will be back up with new episodes of the pod really soon. I want to say, give us first week of September. If there's nothing by then you guys can roast and flame me for not, following through on what I said that I would do. But I'm hoping by first week of September, once September starts, then we start getting into the month of spooky season, which is for sure the season that I love. Geek likes it too. Definitely not as much as I do. But we are very excited. I do want to give a little shout out to our social media. We want to let you guys know that you can email us, you can see us on Instagram, you can get in contact with us anywhere, just not phone numbers, because that is not what I want to do. We also wanted to start a YouTube channel. I haven't started it yet. Ignore me. But on Instagram, you can find us at Geek and Ghoul Pod. So it's at Geek and Ghoul Pod. It has our cover on the front as the profile picture, and we only have one post at the moment. You can also email us at ghoulfriend2024@gmail.com. That is my email. Geek has one as well. I would have to ask them what their email is. We did create them specifically for you guys to share ghost stories, anything you want to talk about on the pod, stuff like that. We are very small, currently only have 15 followers on Instagram. We don't have a TikTok, just because I already have too many TikToks and I really don't want to add another one into the mix. But feel free to email us, feel free to find us on Instagram, and hopefully, this is some other big news, because I have been, really looking into, like, if there are people out there that really like our show that, will create merch once we get, like, more traction to our show. So hopefully Redbubble will soon be a thing for us, or something that we make with Shopify. Absolutely love Shopify. It's a little expensive, but honestly, it's a really good website. Just one more little update manga-wise for all of my manga readers out there and my YouTube lovers. I don't know about all of you, but that's just me moving on the couch and me moving some stuff so I can find my manga. It's right there. 100% want everybody to go read Monsters We Make, which was created by Corey Kenshin on YouTube. Corey Kenshin, I was introduced to him about 2 years ago by my ex. So one thing I can say from that is that I have retained great YouTube taste, including Corey Kenshin and Mad Vlad, which I think is the Outer Middle show. So I still watch them. But Monsters We Make, I have volume one right now. I don't know how many volumes he's on right now. I'll have to go check his YouTube. And you guys should check his YouTube too if you've never watched Corey Kenshin, which I doubt any of you have never watched Corey Kenshin, because he's very big and very big on taking very long breaks on YouTube. But Monsters We Make is the first addition to his new manga series, and it is just great. It follows Jabari Booker, his acceptance into the world-renowned New Eden Academy, promised a path to musical mastery, and more importantly, financial freedom for his family in a post-eternal night world. On his first day, that dream crumbles into a nightmare. Jabari learns the academy is a front for enlisting students to fight a deadly war. Now trapped, he is forced to battle monstrous beings known only as Leakers, whose origin and purpose remain a mystery. As Jabari descends deeper into darkness, he realizes terror awaits him. With new allies, Jabari must confront not only the bloodthirsty Leakers, but also the corruption festering in his new city, all under the watchful eyes of Sandata. Excuse me, I mispronounced that. So, it's a really great story. I finished volume one. Honestly, no notes. Corey has started something brilliant, and I hope one day that I can get more of the volumes of Monsters We Make, because this first volume was fantastic. I can tell you straight up that I pre-ordered it the day I saw his YouTube video come out. And with the pre-order and you getting the package, you get a, I'm holding it in my hand right now, you guys can't see it. You get a card from the Monsters We Make team and Corey Kenshin that says, "To the greatest community on the planet, I just wanted to personally thank you. Yes, you who purchased this manga. Thank you for encouraging me. Thank you for supporting me, and thank you for believing in me. This project has been eating away at me for the past nearly 2 years now, but knowing you would be there at the end to support it helped every step of the way. There is no Corey Kenshin without the samurai community. That said, welcome to the universe of Monsters We Make. Sandata sends their regards. Corey Kenshin." And I thought that was a great touch. I got stickers with the manga. It was fantastic. And I read this all the time because it's the only one I have, and I really need to check online to see if he has put out another volume, because at this point I'm getting antsy, and maybe that's my fault for not checking in with Corey. But Monsters We Make is a brand new manga series developed by Corey Kenshin and his team, and I hope maybe we'll get an anime adaptation of Monsters We Make. It's kind of looking like similar to Kaiju number 8. So far as what I've seen in the manga, it feels similar to Kaiju number 8. I could be wrong. I haven't read fully through the whole series yet, or what's starting of the series. I could be dead wrong, and maybe my vibes are off. But that'll do it for me today. And maybe Geek can get on here, say her piece before we release more episodes in September. You guys, or whoever's out there listening, are fantastic. I know I've recommended our pod to a few people. And I just hope that whoever is out there, whoever does listen to our podcast, you thoroughly enjoyed the first episode about Brian Koberger and the case that we covered there. So hopefully this will be a fantastic journey for all of us, for me, Geek, the whole Geek and Cool podcast, and hopefully one day we're not recording on these little laptops and our Amazon microphones. So I hope one day, and maybe hopefully someone who is listening out there, will share our podcast. Please, please, please share it. Share it to your family, your friends, anybody who likes true crime, who likes manga, who likes anime, anything like that. I know. Lots of podcasts have one theme, and it's either true crime, geek stuff, anything like that, supernatural stuff. But I want you guys to know that this is an all-inclusive podcast, that we want what you guys want. Anything that you guys want us to put out there, talk about, we want to hear it from you. So please share as much as you can. Contact us on Instagram and through our email. That's the best way you can get to us. Trust me, I am always on Instagram. But you guys are amazing. And you guys, meaning whoever's out there listening, you guys are amazing. And I hope to keep doing this as my hobby for a while. Maybe someday turn it into something else. But in the meantime, this is me signing off for now. We will see you in September at the start of a spooky season. Bye.